Let us think for a while about music, what it is and what it does. Music is, of course, no human invention. Birds, whales, even far lesser creatures were making music in many forms long before we humans arrived upon the scene. And as soon as we learned to shape bone, wood, stone, and entrails, we found ways they could aid us in our music making. No sooner had we learned to organize and retain our thoughts than we applied that organization to creating ever more sophisticated, yet ever primal, music. But when we gave music over to our tools and to our systematic ways of thinking, it took on radically new dimensions. So let us look at the gifts that we humans have brought to and taken from this essential animal act of expressing the inexpressible. We give the technology of music making greater power in our lives than any other. We give to it the power to disturb as well as to resolve, to activate our intellect as well as to walk around analytical thought. Of course, anything that strong will work its mischief. Music can pander, inflame, even mislead us. We find ways to misuse any of our technologies. But you and I won't make that mistake with music, will we? You and I will use music as a road to self-understanding. We'll use it as a teacher and a healer. Music will focus our thoughts and bring perspective out of chaos. Before we start, be aware that the last track on this CD is only data. It won't play in your audio player. But when you put the CD in your computer, you'll be led to the full text along with images, links, and sources. We recommend you do that, but right now, let there be.